It is now 11:15, January 8th, 2020, and we are back in public session. So I guess, Board, what we need to do is look at the opportunity that Scott offered as an option from a legal standpoint. We could, I guess the motion on the table is whether we accept the application for renewal. And I think it's obviously we can't because she didn't meet the requirements for the application. So that's the issue we're going to be, that's the motion on the table. And then I think after we deal with that motion, then I think we need to do further discussion about what we can do going forward as options. I think we deal with the motion first or deal with what the options are prior to
voting on the motion. It would depend if the board was, it would depend on what the board was analyzing. If the board is looking at the February 2019 statement, then that might determine whether or not an application is granted. If the board is looking at the application first, then it could do it certainly based upon the February 2019 statement. So it would depend on what the board's, how the board's addressing the matter.
Right. Is that something we should deal with the motion first and then address the communication with the applicant, or deal with it all at one time?
It may be easier from a keeping track standpoint to do things individually. But,
okay. Because the motion we have on the table right now is to deny the applicant application for renewal by Julie Jensen. And we have a motion and a second. We've had a lot of discussion. And at this point, I think I would like to call for a vote on that so we can deal with that issue. And then we'll move on to, I would call it 6A1. I don't think we're quite through with that. Any further discussion? Do you have a question, Michael? Okay. Scott, does that? We have the motion on the.
I believe so. Just to restate the motion, as the chair stated, it's just simply a motion to deny the application.
Deny the application due to the fact that the application wasn't complete at the time it was submitted. It did not have all the proper documentation. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions? Might be off. Might have lost him again. It's Terry. It's Terry.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I had to take you off mute. Aye.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, 6A, the application for renewal license is rejected. I would like to entertain some discussion by the board of what our options are with communicating to Julie about the reasoning behind it and the options that would be available to her. I would entertain an idea of possibly doing a consent agreement with a fine for a violation, which would be as the starting fine that we've usually done is a $250 one, and would put a note in the file, permanent record, and use the reasoning of supporting the decision the board made in February of 2019 of putting a definitive date on this, and giving her the opportunity, if she can get everything together by the end of January, she could still do the license renewal with.
I have a question.
That doesn't work because the CECs aren't dated in the correct time frame. Back off on that. I would say we need to communicate the opportunity for what did you write on yours? What is it?
Reinstatement.
Reinstatement is an option for the candidate.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
As far as questioning your process, okay, so there is going to be a late fee because she did not pay by the December 31st, and then there would be a fee for not completing the continuing education, and you were saying I said it incorrectly, so the $250 fine there. Now that $250 fine is the same fine that we put on a commercial
or opticians
license.
or establishments or...
Okay, I was clarifying. Is it the same?
Up to $1,000 is our ability to fine.
So should we establish, should we do a first time?
So we've done it with the establishment licenses.
I know, but that's a establishment license. Should that be the same as an individual optician?
Opticians we've dealt with, first offense has generally been a $250 fine.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, what is the reinstatement process if someone has let their license lapse? So if someone had just not taken care of their application on
right.
time, what would the reinstatement process be for an optician to reobtain a license in the state of Arizona?
Megan?
Reinstatement should be within 5 years of the expiration of the license. And this person got her license in May 2014, or so she's still within the 5 years.
Within 5 years, so she wouldn't have to retake practical. She could apply for reinstatement and just pay things, but her CECs, she could get reinstated because basically the license would expire.
Right.
And then she would apply for reinstatement. So the CEC issue on this application becomes moot because her license expired.
But does it? Would we reinstate her knowing that she didn't complete her CEs? I mean,
it would be a reinstatement. I mean, she would have completed them. They just won't apply to continue to. She's done the, by the 31st of January, by the time she would reapply, because this would have to be after February 1,
when the
license would expire.
Right. If there's going to be a difference between a renewal and a... reinstating. If things are done by January 31st, it would inherently be a renewal. The question there, well, at this point, it couldn't be a renewal because the board has denied the renewal application.
It would have to be another application.
Yeah, the only way it could be a renewal would be for the board to rescind their vote of a few minutes ago to deny the application. Because otherwise you've already denied her renewal application, unless you would be asking her to file another renewal application before January 31st. Otherwise, after January 31st, it would be a reinstatement application. If the board is considering a violation, of potentially proceeding to a complaint notice of hearing for violation that could be resolved through a consent offer. If the board were interested in pursuing a consent with discipline, then it may not be best to deny the renewal application. The board may consider approving the renewal application and proceeding for a violation to be resolved through a consent or proceeding to a complaint notice of hearing. The question there would be what the board gets back to all the time, which is the question of how to treat the CECs and whether it matters. If you are only going to accept the CECs as of December 31st, then the period from December 31st to January 31st is simply a period in which you can file a late application and pay the late application fee, but you've already got everything completely done. Otherwise, if you can only count CECs up before December 31st, then there's nothing you can do to cure that. So the late application wouldn't really apply specifically to you because you can't have a complete application by January 31st because you'll never be able to retroactively get the CEC
right.
by December. So we would get into a situation rather quickly where this statute potentially wouldn't matter for the candidate because she's incapable of having a complete application at this point. So she could potentially be pushed into the area of having to do a reinstatement. So just legal food for thought. The board may, if it's looking at discipline, it may have to revisit the February 2019 decision regarding a December 31st certain deadline, because that would impact whether or not we're renew during the December 31st to January 31st window.
I would not be in favor of that personally.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a follow-up question to my earlier question? You indicated the process for reinstatement. What would the time frame be, given our AG's information that basically her license would expire on December 31st, not January 31st? When is the next opportunity for her to, through our normal process, reinstate her license?
Well, it would be actually on February 1st.
Yeah, February 1st.
Because her license would not revert back to December 31st until February 1st. Because up till then, there's still the late renewal time frame to January 31st. The issue is even if we offer to have her submit another application, she can't meet the requirements of the application because she doesn't have CECs in the proper time frame.
So if February 1st is when she is eligible to reinstate her license, and it sounds like she would have to retake the practical, is that, she would not have
she
to.
Would not.
So as of February 1st, she could reinstate her license without having to retest.
Right.
And would anything go on her permanent record? My understanding is that if we do a consent agreement, that would be public record that the consent agreement she had entered into and the fact that we found her in violation of our rules. But a reinstatement would just be
a reinstatement, but it's a whole different avenue. Megan?
Mr. Chairman, another option would be reinstatement for this person because, as I mentioned, she got her license in May 2014.
Right.
And she is qualified within 5 years of the rules that we have. Then the board should decide that the January 1st that she took her CEs would apply for reinstatement. But, of course...
Then her new time frame for her 3 years starts on February 1.
No. It would start... Mm-hmm.
We're in 2020.
Right.
Yes. Then her CEs is going to be 2022. Because it goes... Even though she took the CEs, some of them in 2020, but they belong... basically 2019, and then reinstatement, if it applies, if the board decides, then it's going to be her next CE is due December 31st, 2022.
But aside from that, I'm going to go back to she had to take the practical within 5 years, but that was as of 2019. We're now in 2020. So that's past the 5 years.
Actually, reinstatement says, would you please, councils, read that, by the time of the...
If she took it in 2014, the 5 years is 2019.
Right, and this has nothing to do with 2019.
Right.
Well, it kind of does with the CEs, but going forward in February 1st, 2020...
It doesn't look like reinstatement's an option for her.
It does, because...
She can do it, but she has to take her practicals.
It's within 5 years.
What month was it in 2014?
In 2014, it'd be May. So the five-year time frame would be May.
So she's within 5 years.
No, 5 years is 2019.
Yeah, last year.
Okay, it says a license who fails to submit a renewal application postmarked before January 31st following a license expiring of December 31st and who wish to reinstate the license shall. And number three says, actually a license who submit a renewal application and renewal of fee postmarked after 31st. And before January 31st.
Yeah, you have to submit a reinstatement application within 1 year of the expiration, pay the renewal fee and late fee, and achieve a passing grade in the practical, unless the applicant has successfully completed the practical examination in the five-year period immediately preceding the license expiration.
Which she's not.
I'm taking that as 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015.
The five-year time frame was up in May of 2019. It's 5 years. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, for clarity, if the applicant wants to renew her or reinstate her license, she would need to take the practical exam,
correct,
pay any late fees and application fees, and right, that then would be eligible for reinstatement.
Right.
The license doesn't expire in May. It expires the following December.
Right, but that still
has taken the practical test within 5 years.
Over five.
5 years was up on May 19th. She's outside the five-year time frame when she took her practical.
First as well, in my opinion.
I mean, it 5 years is May 2019.
Well, and even if you extend it to the December, it still expired on December 31st.
Right. That's right.
Mr. Chair, when would be the next opportunity for her to take the practical exam?
Anytime.
And the board worked diligently to establish a process, and I think we've accomplished a feat in the fact that she can take it anytime. 3 years ago, she would have had to wait 6 months to be able to take it. And I think that's an important
thing. She's got an option of taking it any quarter that the one is given or any time when the next score is given.
Yeah. So basically, it's probably going to take her 2 months to be reinstated between sitting for her license and then doing all the application fees and stuff. So if she's a manager of an optical store and her license is hanging for that, what happens within that 2 months?
They have to get a replacement license. That license license will expire.
My next question is, with this reinstatement, what stops someone from just keep on reinstating their license so they don't have to do the continuing ed? Is there going to be any?
If they want to keep taking the practical and paying for it, I guess they can do that.
They don't have to take the practical, though, if they've taken it within five years.
Yeah. And then is there anything, should we?
No.
Okay. All right.
The CECs are there. If someone wants to let their license lapse and have to run without a license, I mean, that's a big thing, because if the license expires, that license is no longer valid for the establishment. Okay, we've had a lot of discussion, folks. We got to decide what we want to do going forward. We did move to deny the application, and I don't see that we have any other option based on what we have, because we can't.
No, so she has the option of reinstatement, right?
She would have the option of reinstatement, which would include retaking practical, assuming she still has her ABO and NCLE.
You don't have to. It doesn't have to be current.
Oh, okay.
You just had to have had it at some point. Mm-hmm.
So she would have to take both practicals.
Oh,
any more discussion?
Well, I'm just trying to think what is the best avenue going forward. I'm not just trying to think about this one, because I'm kind of with you.
Right.
If we set this precedent, then people can just not do their CEs as long as they've sat for their practical. Then they just do the reinstatement, and I really don't know what the penalty for the reinstatement is.
Well,
for the reinstatement license, and what is that, $100? $135? I mean, that's a pretty small.
But they have to pay for the practicals.
Yep. So
only if they haven't taken it within 5 years.
Right. If they do it once, it'll be more than 5 years if they do it again.
No, they get every 3 years.
I see what you're saying.
Oh.
At least they're going to have to take a practical.
I see what you're saying.
They could do it, I guess. Well, no, if they let their do their CECs, I think that's just be that'd be a terrible way to.
And I know this
have
is,
to deal with the practical.
We're talking about a very small segment.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first one, but we don't.
Not really. There was eight last year.
Right, but those were ones in the past. That's why we did what we did in February, was to try to put clarity behind those timelines, because we had to adjust what the time frame was based on the ability to take the practicals more than twice a year.
Yeah.
And so we did that adjustment to create continuity to match the statutes with the CECs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the piece that we've already got through that, and I think we've set a precedent that is, not a precedent, I think we've set a guideline that is very clear, very easy, and our process of notification that Megan uses to all licensees is very thorough and addresses it very much. And if this person in a week can take 7 CECs in January, they can definitely do it in the 4 or 5 weeks of December when they know they've got to get it done by the end of the year. And I don't want to set a precedent of doing what we did last year of accepting these late applications with no consequence.
No, I'm with you. Okay.
And I agree.
I think the only thing we can do is communicate to her that her license expires January 31st. She can't meet the requirements to reapply. And so it will...
December 31st.
Actually, December 31st.
Won't it retroactively? Yeah.
Proactively, yeah.
That, well, the fact that she can't meet the requirements to renew, basically January 31st is the deadline to renew with the late fee. So technically, February 1st is when the license would revert back to expiring on December 31st because she can't apply.
And, Mr. Chair, just in the interests of clarity moving forward, and maybe just because it began to get a little jumbled for me at the end, just to be sure I understand, the board is reiterating its interpretation stated last February.
Correct.
That the hard date for completion of all CECs is December 31st per the board's interpretation of its statutes.
Correct. And also supported by the fact of the communication by our executive director with all these licensees during the renewal timeframes starting in October.
Yes.
In October, when the first notice goes to them, if they have CECs due, they're notified in October. And then she sends reminders all the way through to the end of the year. So it's not like this is a last-minute thing, and it's a 3-year time frame to get them. It's not. They've got to get them in a 2-month time frame. And they're very easy to get a lot of different places. It's not, not rocket science. Used to be it was harder to find them. But now you've got lots of different avenues, a lot of different places to get them. And, you know, I have empathy for Julie. I don't have sympathy for Julie because we've been through this. That's why we talked about it so much last year, is we wanted to set clarity so the opticians could not question what the guideline is, especially because that's the statute. And when you get into law, you don't want to really be wavering on that. Our rules change a little bit, and that's what we had to do when we changed to our practical testing procedures. So I'd say when we communicate with Julie, I would let her know that she has the opportunity to apply for reinstatement. I guess whenever.
With taking the practical exam.
She would have to take both practicals.
Examinations.
That's the way it is.
And I would... From a legal standpoint, I wouldn't necessarily tell her that she has to do any one or two different things in order to satisfy the requirements. She need to satisfy the requirements
of the reinstatement.
For 2110.
Exactly. Do the rule, and she can look it up, or if she needs clarification of it, you can read it to her.
She needs to meet the statutory.
For reinstatement, and that's her options. Okay. Clear as mud?
Probably not for the applicant.
So I think we took care of the motion and we've agreed to not approve that application. So let's move on to 6B, some that won't take all this discussion.
Yes. Well, I would like to make a motion to accept the following applications for licensed opticians. We have Alicia Fikes, Christopher Ryan Harris Coons, Catherine Diane Castro, Courtney Page McHenry, Kathleen Mary Graylinger, Christy Scalf, and Sabina Karzanov.
I make a motion to accept.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Sherry, seconded by, let's give Suzanne one. We'll give Suzanne one. Any discussion about those applicants? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those applicants are now welcomed into the State Board of Dispensing Optician Licensed Optician category.
Congratulations.
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 Let's go to number C.
Okay, I will make a motion to accept 6C, application for comedy, Neil Kenneth Sherwood.
Got a motion on the table? Motion by Sherry, seconded by Eileen. Any discussion? All those in favor of accepting the comedy application?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Welcome to Licensed Optician in Arizona, Neil. 6D, I'm going to ask that it be moved to next month. It is the application for establishment license for Perkins Delaney. And since we are dealing with the violation first, I think we need to deal with the violation, then move forward with the application. So if we can get it resolved by the February meeting, we can readdress the application for establishment license. Future meeting dates, February 5th is the next one. And we got our usual missing July. So future agenda items, again, we're going to move the application for the establishment license for Barnett Delaney, provided we get a resolution to the violation prior to. Call the public. Hi, public. It is now 11:41 on, oh, one last thing for everybody. Remember this year, always date your dates 2020, not 1-8-20. That's something that just came out. Next year it won't be an issue, but there's a concern about people being able to backdate stuff if you just put 20 there. So just throw it out there for public consumption. This meeting is adjourned 11:42 on January 8th, 2020.